Hello, welcome to the Reflective Meditation Podcast. We're so glad you're here. In each episode, we offer a short Dharma talk that discusses the Dharma and how it may appear in our daily lives. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. After the talk, you're invited to meditate for 15 minutes or as long as you please. And then, if you wish, we also invite you to journal about anything that came up for you in your meditation.
All right, so it's our four-year anniversary, March. We've been meeting daily since March 17th or 19th. We don't know the exact date. I think it's the 17th when the pandemic started 4 years ago. And we haven't missed a day. It's kind of amazing.
And we never envisioned it this way. I mean, this is completely out of sight. When we started it, we all never envisioned the pandemic to go the way it went. But, you know, the daily online specifically, yeah, we thought weeks, months, that was our time frame.
Right. And for the first year, I mean, many of you know the history, but for the first year, Nellie and I did all the talks. Then we invited.
And we did all the tech. And we did all the technological stuff that went with it.
Right. And then we needed help. We really needed the Sangha to form itself, and it has. We have hosts, we have teachers, we have other things.
We have a spreadsheet. We keep a complicated record of it all so that we don't have it so one day nobody shows up to do the teaching or the hosting. So yeah, we keep ourselves in line that way.
We've recorded every session. We have over 1,000 recordings that we put into a podcast, and you can listen to them at times you're not here, which is another way to hear the Dharma that we just didn't expect would blossom from meeting daily.
Right. And the podcast, we're now about to add an intro and outro to it so that people can really use it on their own to, meditate, to stimulate their meditation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it keeps developing, I guess, would be the.
Right. And you may or you may not have noticed we have a new screen share. And we're going to talk about this a little bit this morning. We put up a screen share. The hosts put this up before the meeting starts to introduce people to the daily online. And we're going to talk about that a little bit in a kind of a working session.
Yeah, we're going to do something a little different today, by the way. We're going to, Linda and I will talk about this for our usual 10-ish minutes, and then we'll meditate for 20 instead of 30 minutes. That's kind of more common. They'll reflect for 10. And then we wanted to spend 20 minutes to really bring it back to a discussion, something a little different than what we usually do about all of this.
Right. And all of this is under an umbrella of generosity, of dana is the Pali word, D-A-N-A, but generosity, contributions, support, donations. We're going to be touching on a little bit of those angles throughout the week.
And this really came from, tell me if I got this right, Linda, or tell me if I got it wrong, I guess. It came from a meeting with the hosts and the teachers where they really wanted the daily online to be able to support itself, so to speak, financially. And so we decided to do this thing called Pledge Week, which, is not an original idea. We borrowed it. I think Janet led the way on that one. We borrowed it from, NPR, National Public Radio, and other things of that nature. So really to have a Pledge Week. Now we won't just hammer it in quite as much as they do, but we will talk about it.
Yes. And we'll talk about the principles around it, the teachings around it, meaning dana and giving and generosity and receiving. And we've been trying to think of this creatively. How do we actually, as a community, support ourselves and take it off just one person's responsibility, or having to do, fundraisers, etc. So the Pledge Week is kind of a middle way between other, I'd say, extreme ways we could look at for having the Sangha become sustainable and continue and have a long life is what we would hope.
And then
So,
the
oh,
other
yeah.
part about this is that what's been going on in the last years is that Linda and I started to work together on different things, more online retreats. FYI, there's still room in our online retreat. It's the last weekend in April. We'd love to have you. But at any rate, we and then we wrote a book and we started to have this, and then we said, oh, well, we need a website. And oh, well, we need the name for the website, Reflective Meditation. And then we found, oh, we created this whole new entity called Reflective Meditation. And then we had visioning meetings. And out of the visioning meeting really came how much this approach to meditation has benefited people. It was, we started there and it was really lovely to hear it. It really was moving. Moving is perhaps the best word. And it really came to, well, this has benefited us so much. How can we share this with other people? Not in a missionary style direction, but just more like it's really, it can be, it can really help you in your life.
Along with that, Elliot, that's really beautifully said, because the what has developed from that is that we need some resources to share. You can't just, magically wish this to be shared with others. It actually takes some action and some intention, and that's what we'd like to talk about. We're going to need some kind of coordinator or coordination to help the Sanghas, Pine Street and Sati, really develop reflective meditation. And we've chose the name reflective meditation because that's in both of our mission statements, is to teach a practice called reflective meditation. So it's not a brand new entity, but it is new in that it's shared between the Sanghas. And so it's kind of a third Sangha in some respects.
And we, it's always a what is it? It's a challenging thing about how not to grow too much, how to be sustainable, how to keep going at the pace that's really, we can do basically. And we sort of, I think, got a little ahead of ourselves. I just had an image of, like when you sort of trip over yourself, and we started to create a lot of resources. But we didn't really have the human resources to support them.
Right. And how do you bring humans together? As you talk about the value of the practice of the community that's we've been creating, and we invite people, like, wouldn't you like your friends to be a part of our community, or people that you know and like? Kind of like warm bodies rather than cold calls. This is really how we want to grow the community, is from other people that we like and know and could benefit from a practice such as ours.
And we tried other things, and we'll, like social media, like Facebook, and we're still posting to some extent. They all tell us we need to do that from different angles. We've been told that over and over again. So we'll do some of it, but that's not really how we found out. That's not really how people come in. I mean, they say give it more time, and we are, but it seems like from my experience, it comes from word of mouth. That's how people come. And for the most part, I mean, sometimes people Google it and find it and come. That also can happen. But I grew we grew a continuing education program at Pine Street Sangha over the last decade, let's say. And it was really small at first. And then, people, I would say at the end of every training, if this was beneficial to you, tell your colleagues. And people did. And it's grown in a very organic way, not from a lot of advertising or anything like that.
Right. And with our our practice with reflective meditation in the daily online, there's a sense of just telling another person about your experience and then seeing where that goes, but not having to force it on anybody or make it the topic of every conversation that you have. There is a sense of mindfulness, and how do we want to remind ourselves about our practice and talk about it and be mindful of the way we talk about it with others so that it is welcoming and inviting. And that when new people come here, how do we welcome them? What resources are we going to be able to have for them to continue with the practice? So that's part of our vision and what we're talking about now. And we haven't rolled it out yet, but you know, there's some things in the works that will be coming up this year that we'll talk about how we want to work with new people to the practice.
Uh-oh, Linda, it's 9/11 and we didn't talk about the main topic. We need money.
Oh, we, oh, yeah, we do.
How did we get that? What happened?
We really love our ideas and our practice.
But we need money to make it all happen. We need to hire somebody new and we need to pay them.
Right, right. And we came up with just one small little creative thing. And I'm going to show it to you guys on a screen share. And this is came out of a, because I think we should need to show the screen share. Maybe we stop the recording now, though. What about that?
We now invite you to meditate in a position that's comfortable for you for 15 minutes. This can be longer or shorter. There are no hard and fast rules. After your meditation, try journaling about your experience. Was there anything in your meditation that made you curious? If you'd like to join us daily, we meet daily online between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. US Pacific Time. The link to join us can be found at reflectivemeditation.org/daily online. And if you'd like to support our work, please head to reflectivemeditation.org/daily online to offer a donation. Any donor would be gratefully received. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.